Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the Dean's Den, the Dean of Wrestling Referee Steve Kane with wrestling news, wrestling views, and wrestling reviews. Sit back, pop a cold one, and get ready for Live from the Dean's Den.
Yes, and we got our cold one popped open here. Welcome, wrestling fans, to Live from the Dean's Den. Steve Kane here with you for another week. And we've got some big news happening here. Some news broke earlier this afternoon. And the rumors are hot and heavy. Apparently, WWE is in talks with ESPN to bring their content to ESPN Plus. So what that would mean if this happens is that ESPN Plus would broadcast the WWE pay-per-views similar to that of the UFC pay-per-views. So if that's the case, might have to think twice about whether or not you want to have that WWE Network subscription, because what good is it going to do you if you can't get your pay-per-views on it? Now, again, this is just that talks have happened. If and when it gets finalized, I'm sure that there will be a big announcement. And my thought is, and I'm wondering if that this might be announced at WrestleMania, if in fact it does happen. We're just going to have to wait and see about that. Then, for those of you who listen to TNT on BTR, I did tease on there that I was going to talk about two people who are signed to be at WrestleMania. In fact, actually, according to certain rumors, they will be involved in a match. And that is the wrestler known in WWE as Brodus Clay, formerly known in Impact as Titus, and Cameron Arion Andrew. Now, of course, as we talked about last week, she is also appearing at Effie's Big Gay Brunch just the day before at the Game Changer event. So there's a question as to whether or not this will be a Funkadactyls reunion, and if so, what will be the match? There are several rumors floating around. We'll get into that a little bit more maybe next week after we get through Super Showdown in Saudi Arabia. Now, Impact Knockouts champion Jordynne Grace is offering a special event of her own during WrestleMania weekend. This will be on April 2nd, and it will be limited to 5 people. And it's being called WrestleRobics. And what it will include is a 1-hour workout, a gym day pass, protein shake, a video of you in the gym, feature on Instagram, a tank top, a protein shaker, and a ticket to Black Label Pro's Threat Level Midnight, which she will be appearing at. Now, the cost of this is $200, and as they say, it's limited to the first 5 people that sign up, and you will be asked to take a health questionnaire And then if you want to add a workout partner, you can do that for an additional upcharge. It will be a gym 10 minutes from the WrestleCon venue, which is over at the Ritz. You can get the information on that at JordanGraceWrestler.com. So for those of you who would be in that area and would want to possibly work out with the Impact Knockouts champion, here is your opportunity. Some people wonder how the differences between TNT and Live are in terms of how I produce these shows and that, and how I figure out the content. Well, Live, of course, obviously, I do this. Yes, sure, I can talk. on a Friday, and then it goes syndicated Friday night or Saturday, and within a couple of days, it appears on all the other syndicated services that I use. And so at that point, we've got a weekend and a few extra days worth of stories that we can cover. On this show, what I like to do is I like to try and find a particular story, such as a couple of weeks ago when I talked about the Andrade situation for most of the program, and that I try to make a focus on one item so that way it gives you a little something different to listen to in terms of what's going on in the wrestling business. So tonight, for those of you who are listening live, I'm going to be talking about Jon Moxley. Now, for those who are aware, of course, Moxley made his debut in AEW 3 weeks after his WWE contract ended, and of course was at the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Vegas, and he and his wife Renee Young live in Vegas. And so on the first AEW podcast, he said that he was talking about the fact that Double or Nothing was 3 weeks after my contract was going to be up, and it was in Vegas. It didn't matter that it was Vegas, but something about it being in Vegas made it a sign. I didn't even find that show. That show found me. All signs in the universe were pointing me there. It was like, all right, I guess we're doing this. To be perfectly honest, I didn't know if people would cheer, boo, or not make any noise at all. I just feel like my reputation had been tarnished so bad that I had to start from scratch again. Once you get popped in the rear end with a syringe on TV and dress up like a teddy bear, DDT people, and bleep like that. And he talks about the moment that he felt like he'd hit rock bottom in WWE. And that was June 12th, 2017, when he had to dress up in a bear suit and attack Miz. He says, I DDT'd the Miz and took off my bear hat. You get the Pavlovian response of, yeah, but I remember thinking, this is so stupid. This is not funny or entertaining. I remember standing in the ring thinking, I've hit rock bottom. I'm just done. This sucks. What have I become in this bear suit? I've had many moments like that. I was scared out. Fans outside of WWE, they want an alternative. They're coming to Ring of Honor or Impact or AEW because they don't want Monday Night Raw or WWE stuff. I was scared that I was so synonymous with WWE crap that I'd walk out and they'd be like, oh God, the idiot from WWE. What are you going to do? Hit someone with a hot dog? And then going on talking that how he figured fans might react and that. He says, I was scared of that. I never explained my gratitude toward the people that were in the building that night for embracing and accepting me and not putting any of WWE's crap onto me. Then it's off to the races. And so, so that's the big thing. Is that here John had been, he had been playing this character that in the early days had been a tough guy, part of one of the most iconic groups in WWE. They would come down from the seats, attack wrestlers, and just beat the crap out of people, and then cut these absolute killer promos. And then, as his time winds down, what winds up being his time winding down, he winds up having to do some of the dumbest stuff in the world. And, anybody who knows me and knows my particular feelings, I have never been the biggest Vince McMahon fan, because Vince McMahon destroyed the territory system, which is what I grew up in. And had the territory system still been around, I would have not been retired from the independent scene. I would have been retired from working for the AWA and Greg Gagne at this point. But it is what it is, and I can't do anything about that. So going on, now there are people who will not be involved in WrestleMania. Undertaker is set up to work AJ Styles, so Sting will not be there. Triple H will not be there. The talk is, of course, JBL will be there because they're inducting him into the Hall of Fame. Hornswoggle will possibly be coming in. Santino Marella, and of course, we know that in the Royal Rumble, he came back as Santina. There's rumor that Darren Young will be returning for Mania. And of course, as I spoke about at the first part of the show, Brodus Clay, a.k.a. Tyrus and Cameron. So there's also, of course, the Bella Twins, who are getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. Davey Boy Smith has also been confirmed to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. We know as of this point, two matches. Brock Lesnar defending the WWE Championship against Drew McIntyre, and Rhea Ripley defending the NXT Women's Championship against Charlotte Flair. Monday night, it was announced that Becky Lynch will go up against Shayna Baszler for the Raw Women's Championship. And now, while we know that Naomi will be facing off against Bayley on Thursday at Super Showdown, There is the very real possibility that they will be squaring off again at WrestleMania. Now, for the Thursday Super Showdown, here's the lineup that is listed for this. AJ Styles versus Andrade versus Bobby Lashley versus Eric Rowan versus R-Truth versus Rusev in a gauntlet match. Roman Reigns against Baron Corbin in the cage. The New Day will be defending the SmackDown Tag Team titles against The Miz and John Morrison. Seth Rollins and Murphy will be defending the Raw Tag Team Championships against Street Profits. The SmackDown Women's Championship, Bayley against Naomi. And again, it'll be interesting to find out what type of garb they're going to have both women in, because, of course, Saudi rules, women have to be covered at least from neck to toe, and the arms covered to the hands. So, which is definitely different for Bayley, not so much so for Naomi, although the outfits that she's been wearing the last couple of weeks have definitely shown a lot more. Brock Lesnar defending the WWE title against Ricochet, and obviously, since we know that the WrestleMania defense is against McIntyre, well, we know Lesnar's holding on to that belt. And Bray Wyatt defending the Universal Championship against Bill Goldberg. So that is everything that's going to be happening and everything that's been announced. So now, if for those of you who even remember that Cain Velasquez is under contract to WWE, he hasn't been on because, of course, he's actually been dealing with an injury for quite a while, since before he even signed the contract, when he made his wrestling debut at AAA's Triple A Mania last year. He was working with a knee that had been, torn up rather badly. He has recently had the knee scoped. He's completely healthy, and he is training at the Performance Center and is expected to be there for at least the next 2 weeks. So does that mean that the possibility exists that he may show up at Mania? We're just going to have to wait and see about that one. Now, mentioning, of course, Rhea Ripley, who will be defending her NXT Women's Championship against Charlotte. She recently did some talking about one thing that WWE will not allow her to do, and that is add more body art to the upper part of her body. Now, of course, any type of artistic work, any body art in that is going to be visible because, of course, of everything that they do with figures in that. Well, those, all of that stuff has to be approved by WWE before they can, before they're allowed to have the work done. Because of course, like I say, there's that bit with the action figures and that. So Ripley talks about as a child, she wanted to be the most tattooed person around. And so she has been getting work done on the lower part of her body. You notice that she always wears long tights that cover both legs. Well, that is because she is having art done. She's basically getting the leg version of sleeves. She says, I got pants so I wouldn't have to clear my tattoos because you can't see them. I'm trying to finish my leg sleeves. Then hopefully I can convince people to let me get my arm sleeves and other stuff. But we'll see how that goes. And it says, because of licensing for certain merchandise, WWE is notorious about not letting wrestlers alter their appearance without getting it approved by the company first. Aleister Black, anything that he gets done is pre-approved. Ruby Riott, anybody that's got tattoos, the work has to be pre-approved before anything can be done. Now, moving on quickly here to talk about Sami Zayn. Of course, we know Sami Zayn is currently doing sort of a quasi Fidel Castro look with the greens and the military style hat and that. The reason that he is still doing that particular gimmick is that he's still injured. He had double shoulder surgery in 2018, but apparently the shoulder is still giving him issues. So that's why he hasn't been doing anything in terms of an actual in-ring role. And so that's why they've paired him up with Cesaro and Shinsuke Nakamura. The last time that he was in the ring, January 19th, house show in Chattanooga, Tennessee. So, and of course, this Saturday, AAA will be broadcasting live on Twitch, both English and Spanish commentary. And this will be one of the next to last shows before Rey de Reyes. Now, the show on Saturday will have Aramis and Drastic Boy versus Ares and Latigo, Lady Shani, Mascarilla Sagrada, Nino Borghesa facing off against La Hiedra Nemus and Lady Maravilla, L.A. Park Jr. and Hijo de L.A. Park in a triple threat, with the other teams being Arjenis and Australian Suicide and La Parca Negra and Superfly. And then in a trios match, Hijo del Vikingo, Octagon Jr. and Mr. Z's Jr. face off against Averno, Reyes Scorpion, and Chessman. And another triple threat, the Lucha Brothers, Pentagon Jr. and Phoenix face off against Daga and Taurus, and Puma King and Laredo Kid. And the main event, reuniting of Psycho Circus with Pagano, Monster Clown, and Murder Clown facing Rush Toro Blanco, L.A. Park, and Bestia del Ring. Then the next time that they're on Twitch will be 2 weeks later in Cancun. And that one is listing Octagoncito, Mr. Iguana, and Big Mommy versus Australian Suicide, La Parquita, Negra, and Vanilla. Lady Shani, Dinastia, and Nino Hamburguesa facing off against Kira, Lady Maravilla, and Viano Tres Jr. Hijo de L.A. Park and L.A. Park Jr. against Mocho Cota Jr. and Carta Brava Jr. Octagon Jr., Hijo del Vikingo, and Miss Disease Jr. will be facing off against Los Mercenarios, Tejano Jr., Rey Escorpión, and La Hiedra. Drago, Pentagon Jr., and Phoenix will be taking on Chessman, Averno, and Superfly. And this is definitely an unusual pairing. I'm wondering why he's in this one, but Blue Demon Jr., will be teaming up with Psycho Clown and Laredo Kid against Rush Toro Blanco, L.A. Park, and Bestia del Ring, which all leads up to Rey de Reyes on March 21st, which will include Kenny Omega defending the AAA Mega Campeonato Mega Championship against Laredo Kid. So a lot of big stuff happening. Now, of course, next week's broadcast will be occurring one day after Super Showdown. For those of you who listen on BTR, TNT on BTR will occur at its normal time at 8/7 Central on Thursday. We might have a couple of guests with us for that show, and we'll definitely obviously be talking about the Super Showdown results and how they potentially lead into Elimination Chamber and from there into WrestleMania. So that pretty much covers it for this week. Always make sure that you listen to us every week. We appreciate everybody that is listening literally around the world. Merci beaucoup to all of my listeners in France, and thank you to everybody else. And so for this week, this is the Dean of Wrestling Referee, Steve Kane, signing off. We'll catch you next week.
Thank you for listening to Live from the Dean's Den. Live from the Dean's Den comes to you every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio on Evolution Radio Network. Replays can be found on Anchor FM, Spotify, iTunes, and wherever else you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.